Hello.
Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody. But today we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's the love passage. All right. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then, face to face, now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for this passage. Love. And I know this is a, how do you say? I know this is a topic, love, that we are all very familiar with, Lord. But I just pray, Lord, that this today that we would still be able to receive this message in a open, receptive way, just as Paul wanted to remind the Corinthians. Lord, we just want to receive this reminder for us as well. Speak to us, Lord. Convict us. We pray that your word, even though this passage is very familiar, we pray that your word today would still touch us deeply and profoundly. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so sorry, let me just take this off. Yes. So very familiar passage for all of us, especially the middle part where it goes on to describe what love is and isn't. Love is patient, love is kind, etc. This is almost always, it's at some point quoted at weddings, right? Every wedding. You hear this, and why not? It sounds poetic, and it's inspiring, right? And so this love that is being mentioned here by Paul is agape love, specifically, right? Agape love. There are actually four types of love that is spoken of in the Bible. Okay, the four types of love are, number one, eros. So this is, it is what it is. This is erotic love, sensual love, right? That a man and a woman have for each other. So this is eros. That's one type of love. The other type of love is storge, right? And this is the love, this is familial love. This is the love that families have. A parent has to a child has a parent. The love that siblings have for each other. I have no sibling, so I don't really understand this love. I understand it as it relates to parents, but also as I see my children interact. I have a son and a daughter. This is storge. The third type is called phileo or phileia. This is speaks of brotherly love, friendship, and affection, or sisterly love, right? So this is not, what's the word? It's not blood, right? This is the love and the friendships, fellowship that you have for another. And I know often that it seems like phileo seems like it's a lower level. It's like, oh, we're only phileo. But that's not how it's spoken of, right? In fact, it is described as the highest love of which man, without God's help, is capable of, right? Maybe that's, we love to compare, but this brotherly love, really good love where you choose to love one another, right? And be there for each other, it's an amazing thing, right? And then the last love that we're talking about today, which is also referenced in marriages, in weddings, because this is God's love, right? This is, and just as Jesus is talked about, or how is it? The love of Jesus for the church is similar to a marriage, right? And so it's comparable. And this is agape. Agape is the fourth word for love. It is a love that loves without changing. It is a self-giving love that gives without demanding or expecting repayment. It is love so great that it can be given to the unlovable or unappealable. It is love that loves even when it is rejected. Agape love gives and loves because it wants to. It does not demand or expect repayment from the love given. It gives because it loves. It does not love in order to receive. Also, the word has little to do with emotion. It has much to do with self-denial for the sake of another. So I think to sum it up, you could just call agape love this sacrificial love, right? And to me, when I hear this description, and basically it's later in verse 4, it lists all the is and isn'ts. It's basically what I just read, right? And to me, it sounds incredibly romantic, right? But if we really humble ourselves, it's also very, well, it's easy to receive. It's really hard to do this for other people, right? This sacrificial love. And so at the beginning of this verse, this agape love, why is Paul talking about it in the midst of him talking about all these spiritual gifts, right? It's because he knows all these spiritual gifts, which so cool, right? It's like a superpower. Like you're a superhero and you have this superpower and you can prophesy and heal people. And Paul knows all these gifts, we're going to put too much importance in the gift instead of putting it in what was the prime objective of all these gifts. It's to love, right? And so he lists all these things. He talks about speaking tongues of men, so basically, I'm able to communicate with my words with other people, or even speaking in, says, tongues of angels. So this would be what I think we would commonly know as speaking in tongues, right? Speaking, you know, it sounds, you don't understand it. So that's one of the spiritual gifts. Yeah, one of the spiritual gifts. And another spiritual gift he talks about is also prophesying. And we do that here at SP2. And What it is you hear from the Lord, and then you share that with other people. And oftentimes, it can be mysterious. It can be very profound things. And it kind of can feel like a superpower, right? Now, where we get into trouble is oftentimes when we're able to do or make use of these spiritual gifts, we think of it as our spiritual power. And then we think, oh, wow, because I speak in tongues, because I prophesy, I'm like high level. And I've heard this. Even that's the perception. And I don't think at SP we've ever said that. In fact, I would say it's the opposite. Right? Why do you speak in tongues? Often you would speak in tongues while you pray. Why would you speak in tongues? Why the desire? Hopefully the desire is not, because everyone else is speaking in tongues. So now I'm feeling FOMO, so I would like to speak in tongues, right? Why do you speak in tongues? It's because you don't know how to pray. That's why I speak in tongues, oftentimes. I run out of words, right? I'm like, oh, yes, this prayer request. Like, you see EMP, oh, I pray for that. And then you kind of run out of, for me, I run out of things to say. I want to pray longer. In my spirit, I want to keep praying, but I'm just not smart enough to be able to keep praying. And so I pray in tongues. Same with prophesying. When you pray for someone prophetically, why do you do it? I don't know what to pray for the person. Unless the person tells me what to pray for them, I don't know. I haven't been able through our conversation to pick up enough information to make a summary of why and how to pray for them effectively. And thus, same thing. So really, even these spiritual gifts, they're really not meant to puff you up and make you feel important. If anything, they should humble you. Because you're like, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray on my own. I don't know how to pray for other people. And if we know, if you really look at what Paul is teaching as well, the purpose of all these gifts is to build up the body, right? So thus, it's not even really about you. It's not even for you. And we see this later in the description of love, where it says, you know, love is not self-seeking, maybe different. Yeah, it does not seek its own. It's not arrogant. So it's really not even about you, right? And so other things that are mentioned, not just spiritual gifts, but also mentioned even your lifestyle. It says, even if I give away all my possessions to charity and I surrender my body so that I may glory. I mean, this is talking about even if you live the Christian life to the fullest, and these are probably like the two ultimate things, right? Like, I sell everything I have and I give to those who are in need. And obviously, hopefully you always feel challenged to do this. Other part is, it talks about surrender my body so that I may be glory. It could be the experts. I'm sorry, some words aren't coming. So the experts would say, this means it could be branding, right? Because at that time, like from persecution, you would be burned, you could be branded, or it could be martyred, right? Regardless, it's the same meaning, that you would offer your life and suffer for the sake of your faith. And even in these things, even if you do those things, if it's without love, then it doesn't really amount to anything. And so, all to say, love is the goal. All these other things, spiritual gifts, the living the Christian life, right, following God's instructions, those are just a means to the end. The end is love. And so as you read this, what struck me is all these seemingly very spiritual things, prophesying tongues, giving to the poor, living this martyred, sacrificial life. You can do it without love. You can do it without love. And when I read this, it kind of almost scared me a little. It's like, oh, shoot. And it says amount of, it's because, you know, I'm sure we don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste our life. But God says, if you do these things without love, it amounts to nothing. Yes, because we're not earning, right? And that's the trap we fall into. Oftentimes, when we do these things without love, it's like an earning. Check, I prophesy. I'm at this level. Speaking in tongues, check. Go to EMP, check. I don't know. Right? I gave to the poor today, check. I talked to someone on the street, check. All these things, if you're doing a check mark and it makes it like, oh, now I feel good, now I have value, then it's not love, right? It's actually, or it's not this form of love, agape love. Then it's a self-seeking love, right? I don't know what you call that, selfish love, self-centered love. It's all about love. Even today, as we go about our day, some of you, I don't know, as you're going about to your jobs, doctor, lawyer, pastors, right? Whatever it is you do, what is your objective, right? Is it to love? Remember, it's all a means to love, even your jobs, your life. And that's what it's talking about later in the part where it says, it's talking about your lifestyle. Even if you give to the poor, if you surrender your life, I would include whatever it is that you're doing today. Does it lead to love? And then it lists what, we're not going to go through all of them, but then it goes on to list what love is and isn't. It starts off with two is's. Two is. What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. And then it goes on to list eight what love is not, right? And then I'll just do the first one. It is not jealous, to tie it all together. It is not jealous. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Paul, all these things he just talks about, it's a verb, right? They're all actions. He doesn't talk about the feelings, and I don't want to say love is no feeling, it is, but really, love is demonstrated through action, right? And we understand that. In fact, I'm sure you hear people complain, oh, they're all talk. They say they love me, but they never show it to me, right? Right? And so, again, just some reflection, self-reflection. I know we can really look to other people to say, they're not loving. They're not loving with action. Are you? Are you loving? What is your action in the way you interact with God? What is the love action that you are in interacting with people? And here's the list, very simple. Love is patient. Love is patient. How it's described is long suffering, right? Patience is, I was thinking, what is patience? Is it's when people don't meet your expectations, and how do you react, right? Are you quick to react? Are you quick when they've offended you, because intentionally or not, are you quick to avenge that? Right? Make it right. Let them know. Or long suffering. And as a parent, I feel like before I had kids, I thought I was really patient. Right? Because then I'm pretty relaxed. I'm pretty chill, I thought. And maybe people didn't meet my expectations once a week. at most. And even then, it was cool. I wasn't like all like, you know, expect. Well, my pet peeve is people who are late, right? And so when people are late, I'm like, 5 minutes. Actually, 5 minutes is cool, but 15 minutes, I'm not so happy, right? But then that used to bug me. Now I'm married, have kids. Each level, and my wife, I wouldn't say struggled, but she had issues with being late a lot. And then if she made me late, oh man, my patience level, like that would happen every 3 days. And now I have kids. Oh my goodness. It's like multiple times a day. And when it happens, it's like not meeting my expectation. I just told you this. Again, not meeting my expectation. Am I being patient? And this is something I had to humble myself to really work at, right? Long suffering, patience. And the whole thing is, this is not like, if this is God's agape love, it's not conditional, right? And so you guys gotta, it's not like, oh, well, I was patient 3 times today, so I've met my quota. It's, you have to keep at it. Next one, love is kind. Love is kind. I think we know what kindness is. We all appreciate it, but we often forget to extend it, like real kindness. But I want to say being kind and demonstrating it love in this way is perhaps the most effective way when you're dealing with a difficult situation or someone who is antagonistic towards you. It's quite disarming, right? And that's why it says, it's even used in the song, it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. I don't know if you've experienced it where it was kindness, someone just was so kind, someone's expecting a fight and you're kind, and it just kind of like messes up the situation. Because they're like, well, I was expecting you to like be defensive and aggressive, but you're being kind. And now all the comebacks I was thinking beforehand or preparing are no longer usable, right? So kindness is really effective. And then is not jealous, right? So this is what love is. It is not jealous. It's not comparing. It's not coveting. It's not looking at other people and wanting what they want. It's not looking at what other people have and saying, it's not fair, right? And so I have a perfect illustration of all this playing out yesterday with my kids, okay? So yesterday, my kids, it's dinner time. My daughter, very sweetly, Appa, can I have some kim, that's seaweed? And I'm like, oh. I was like, all right, take one packet of kim, it's usually like this big, cut up into little squares. My son has some, they're happy, they're eating. And then maybe it's my fault, but I wasn't thinking. I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm eating, finishing a feel, and then I reach over to my daughter and I took one square of kim. And she's like, I'm like, what is it? She's like, you need to take one from Jonah. That's my son. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, it's like in my head, I'm like, this is ridiculous. What's the big deal? I took one. You didn't have any, right? And I knew if I went like the aggressive route, my impatient route, I would have said, fine, then both of you guys don't get any. And then I don't know what jealousy does, but it's so destructive. They'd say, fine. They'd rather both not have anything than both of them have something, but one has a little less, right? And so we're talking to my daughter like, hey, it's not about being fair. It's about being generous to one another, right? It's not about always saying, it's not fair, this, that. Like sometimes your brother is generous. We were generous with you. Did you buy the kim? Of course she did. But she's still so upset. She's just like. And then finally, what kind of diffused everything was where we said, oh, hey, Jonah, do you think you can give your sister one? And he's like, okay. So he like takes that kim. Like, we didn't even have to nag him. Like, Jonah, like, you need to. He just did it. And he gave it to her. He's like, Nuna, here's a kim. And then she was like, her face like just totally changed. And then she's like, oh, it's okay. You can have it. It was like the best teachable moment, right? And there was something just like she was so upset, and the kindness that her little brother did of giving her one little piece of kim, like, and then we were so like touched by it that my wife was like, I'm gonna give you another pack of kim. So they ended up having way too much kim for one dinner, so salty. But yeah, you could see all that happened. Patience, kindness, don't be jealous. Just those, if it goes on to list, I'll continue next week, all the other isn'ts. But if you can even do those first two, patience, kindness to people, I mean, it's already going to be so pleasing to God. Just as to my children, when they did this, it made me so happy, right? So imagine us as the children of God, as you extend patience and kindness to others, especially your brothers and sisters, the pleasure that God would feel. And I think we will also feel quite touched and inspired as well. So, Sybil? Let's take a minute just to reflect. And I think Paul is just reminding us to be intentional, right? We have all these things we have to do. And I think he's pointing out to us as we go about, whether it be spiritual things or earthly things, are we doing it to love? Are we just doing it for the sake of doing it? Are we doing it to accumulate for our own benefit? Or is it really to love? And if maybe you've forgotten the why, just recommit to it. Like, Lord, this is my purpose. You made me to be in relationship. You made me to love so that people would not just love me, but really experience your goodness, this agape love, that other people would experience the same love that I received from you. And so just make this commitment today. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be kind. You know, I'm not going to compare or covet or be jealous. Let's just go to the Lord as we worship.
Of your son. Every promise comes my way when I feel your hands of grace rest upon me.
Yes, Lord, it was really because of what you did, because of the way you pursued us, the love that you revealed to us. And it wasn't just one time that you did this. It's ongoing. Even now, you've been so consistent in the way you loved us. And Lord, as we receive this love, as we're so touched by this love, Lord, we would do the same, Lord. Not only so that you would be known by others, but we're just so touched that we want to reciprocate. And so, Lord, would you lead us to do that today, to be patient in the way we interact with others, and that we would be kind as well, would be nice. The way, it's not just what we do, but it's how we do it. Let this kindness be received by others, that they could see it not just in our actions, but even our attitudes, the way we speak, the way we talk. It would be kind, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just put on us this purpose as well, to love. That's what you desire for us. That's also what gives us meaning and purpose, is when we can love, show your agape love to others, Lord. Thank you. If you turn to the screens, let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer and going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for strength for those who are recovering. Let's also pray for those with illness and in need of salvation. Let's pray for God to open their hearts, to heal them, and for opportunities that people would share as well. Let's also pray for those suffering from infirmities. Let's pray for God's full healing, restoration. Let's also pray. Pray for COVID. You can pray for my aunts, Ivy and Manny, and you can pray for their staff. And you can also pray for frontline workers, medical workers as well, for their protection, for covering, for strength, for encouragement. Let's cover those on the list. Let's also pray for those looking for jobs. Let's pray for Nadine, Sterling, Wes, Ian. Let's pray for God to open doors, to lead them, for discipline during this time. Go to our Tuesday prayer list. Let's pray for Hong Kong, the government, Wealth Gap Revival, churches, Sports Service International, Shanti, YWAM, GA Catering, SND, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, families in distress. Let's cover our city. Pray for our staff. You can pray for P. Sam, P. Nate, P. Selma, P. Ken, P. Samuel, P. Ernie, Tim, Lisa, Mon, Yiling, Rachel, Cadence, Caleb, Donald, Trish, and Ben. You can pray for our staff. Pray for our unity. Pray for our intimacy with God. Pray for vision and purpose. Pray for our hospitality ministries. Let's pray for welcoming, led by P. Samuel, barista, led by Caleb, and logistics, led by Tim. Pray for our worship and sound ministries, P. Nate, and also the AV team that is led by me, but soon to be Rachel. Let's cover these ministries. Let's also pray for all the pregnancies at SP. Let's continue to pray for Fiona, Leslie, Tyon, and others. Pray for God's protection. Pray for energy and strength and even recovery once the baby is out. Thank you.
Let's also pray for First Street, Fontana, Happier Valley, Hopewell, K House, OPR, Princeton. Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight for a wonderful time of discussion, of encountering God together and praying and sharing. Father, thank you for today, for today's passage. Yeah, your desire for us is to love one another. You said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. All men will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. And so, Lord, sometimes we forget to do this. Sometimes we lose sight of this, but we ask, we know even this agape love, it's not something we can do in our own strength. At best, we can just be really good at phileo, at the brotherly love. We can just be really good friends, just as you and Peter. And so for this agape love that you desire for us to show to others, Lord, it cannot be accomplished in our own effort. Maybe we can do it for a day or for a moment, but to have this enduring type of love is not something we're capable of. So Lord, would you guide us today? Would you remind us today to demonstrate this love? And show us how what we can do, whether it be to be kind, to be patient, or do it through saying a kind word or a gift or whatever. Lord, would you lead us? We give this day to you. We want to live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, everybody. Thank you. Have a great day.